Coming up on the Shelley Irwin Show podcast today, the Grand Rapids Cottage and Lakefront Living Show opens March 27. We get a preview. Yesterday, Seidman College of Business celebrated SBDC Day. We get a recap. The West Michigan Youth Ballet has a new show opening at the end of the month. We talk about that. And Actors Workshop opens the play, Play It Straight, in partnership with Muskegon Pride. We talk about that show as well.
We are looking at a March 27th through 29th opening. The wonderful Grand Rapids Cottage and Lakefront Living Show comes our way again. Don Baker, associate show producer. These years just go ticking by, don't they? Happy day to you.
They do. So good to see you, Shelley. One thing that's always great about this show is it kind of ushers in spring. And I know that you and your community of listeners really love spring and being outdoors. And this show celebrates that. It's like everything that you could want if you're thinking about buy, build, rent, renovate, decorate your cottage or lake home. And so you get the chance to meet face-to-face builders and remodelers, realtors, right, about property, docks and lift companies, boats. I mean, who doesn't want to be on the water, personal watercraft or quiet water sports? All of those type of things are there. Furniture and decor. We're talking about seawalls often. If it's a lake home, gazebos, outdoor furniture. My goodness, doesn't this make you think summer?
Because it's the 20th annual Cottage's Lakefront Living Show that gets everyone under this one roof. Lake homeowners, vacationers, cottage enthusiasts and more. I can't imagine another state having as much need for this as ours.
Right. With the 3,000 miles of shoreline and more than 11,000 inland lakes. Yes, we love the water and love lake living. So many families have cottages. And that brings me to a really quick thing. I mean, your station is all about education and information, and that's a good reason to support it. And at the Cottage and Lakefront Living Show, we have cottage conversations. So you might want to pick up and join one that is about cottage succession, family planning, keeping the family in the cottage. Or it might be about pathways. Some of those wooded or water properties have things that need to be concerned with, I guess. And so how you create space might be different. Pros and cons if you're thinking about renting out your lake home. That's, you know, a tough one. Or if you just want a guide to styling and furnishing a lake home, or if you just want that feel, style your home to feel like that lake life that you so love.
Yes. Where are we headed on the 27th through the 29th?
We are headed to DeVos Place, and we have all those details about those seminars, parking, all the things that you're going to want to know and be informed about at grcottageshow.com.
20 years, here we go. Will I be able to watch a master sand sculptor?
You will. And at the beach, the Monroe Street Beach, I think we should have some cake and ice cream maybe, right? I mean, it's the 20th anniversary of this show that celebrates so many things that Michiganders love.
Yes. And, of course, cottage conversations, as you mentioned. What is this browser post listings on the popular for sale or rent bulletin board?
Right. So often we might have a family cottage or a lake home, but we're still looking for someplace else in this great state to explore. And so others who own properties who are either selling them or renting them will post their properties when they come to the show, or they can send it to us ahead of that. It's on our website. And we will share that with the show community, with everyone who attends. So it is a great way to get word out. The other thing that I love is there's also a Michigan map there. And people will put a pin where their lake home or cottage is, cabin, whatever vacation home you might have. And it is so wonderful to see that map after the show. Sunday evening, I'll walk over there and just be like, oh my goodness. It is everywhere. You just wouldn't believe how many different areas of Michigan that people are enjoying every summer.
Don Baker with us again, associate show producer, show span, cottage and lakefront living show opening. Not this weekend, but next weekend, so you have plenty of time to prepare. Don, what's the move-in ready park model cabin?
So that is a wonderful new addition. If people came last year, they saw a cabin. It's fully finished, kitchen, bathroom, and it was ready to go to your property. And what that company heard so often was, well, some people are building and they want it temporarily, but then they need to move it. So they created it as a park model this year. they can do either, right? But it's fully finished. It's absolutely adorable and comes ready to go.
Wheels.
Yes.
Pretty cool. What do you have for the kids?
So the beach is one of the main attractions. I mean, that just is so fun. But we have music going. There are so many interactive companies that come that are giving information, yes, but they also have added a little something special for kids. It is family friendly, but I will tell you, one of the biggest things I can share is that if you are thinking about a project, now is the time to get on a schedule. So come with photos, come with maybe some dimensions. Let these experts who are here this weekend, all under one roof, as you said, let them really see the details that you're looking for so that you can take those first steps. And that's going to make it easier for your family all summer long, not just this weekend at the show to have fun things to do, but all weekend long. But we do have some games set out. It's entertaining and fun for all. And of course, there's some fun food there too.
I would think so. Some music as well, maybe?
Yes, yep. We do have music. Oh, you know, we're just bringing that all show long now. We used to do, talk parties only in the evenings. Now we're like, hey, the vibe of the show is just fun, and we've got beach music going the whole time.
Yes, well, again, 20th anniversary, free cake and ice cream. That'll get me in the door for sure. I have yet to see an inflatable kayak.
It is so wonderful because whether you have a place already on water or not, you can take these inflatables, and they're really sturdy. And I know you love dogs.
Yes.
They also have a lot of things for dogs, inflatable pieces where they can climb up now onto flotation rafts or decks. All of that is available, Shelley. You won't believe it. But inflatable is great because it can roll up and be thrown at the back of my Subaru and travel wherever in Michigan I decide to explore.
My dog's toenail won't go through it and pop it.
No, they are really solid. It's kind of amazing. Because they also inflate in just 2 minutes and deflate in just a couple minutes. And so you think about the ease and the convenience of that. Oh my goodness. Again, you can explore so many new areas.
And tickets, I can get one for the whole weekend. I can get a one-timer.
Yes, exactly. A daily or a multi-day. And all of those details, grcottageshow.com. And again, start the experience maybe with parking in the discounted lot very close to where you are right now. And enjoy the trolley, door-to-door service. It's fantastic.
You do make it fun, easy, safe, and of course, exciting as well. 20th Annual Cottage and Lakefront Living Show. Anything else we need to know?
Just that I'm going to see you at the beach, Shelley.
Yes, you are. I need about 20 more degrees, though, but that's okay. Dawn Baker, thanks. See you then.
Thank you.
Well, it was just celebrated, and it was a big day. I'm thinking so. SBDC Day, a day for businesses, not only for, of course, in the community, but also for students is involved. So looking forward to you on behalf of the center, you directing, Ed Garner. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Kelly.
And glad that you are here as well. Eden Palmini. Thank you, Eden.
Thank you for having me, Shelley.
Yes. All right, Ed Garner, let's get you going talking about, first of all, the center and your role.
Yes, my role is the West Michigan Regional Director of the Michigan Small Business Development Center. And so I have 10 other counterparts. We have 10 regions throughout the state, and I'm the West Michigan Regional Director.
So I'm just going to ask that question. You know, I always ask, tell me about the good work that the center does in general.
Yeah, in general, we do three basic things, not so basic because it has a lot of impact, which we'll talk about a little bit. But we do one-on-one consulting is our bread and butter, consulting over 8,000 or so clients per year. We do a lot of market research, and we also do a lot of education and training programs throughout the state.
How important is your center?
How important? Very important. In the West Side, we actually get the second highest request for assistance in the state. We see about 9,000 something clients, over 9,000 last year, and our center gets around 1,000 or so of those clients each year to assist with.
Wonderful. Stand by, Eden. I'm coming to you soon. Ed, you are here today. You just recently, last week, celebrated an SBDC Day. What happened?
Yeah, well, need to tell you what SBDC Day is, in case people don't know. So, because this is a national program, and really SBDC Day is a national celebration highlighting the work of nearly 1,000 of small business development centers that's scattered throughout the country. In the U.S., all 50 states has an SBDC center. Now, we set this day about 10 years ago, and it's just kind of our way of really honoring the role that we do to help entrepreneurs grow and start through our consulting, through our market research, through our training and other resources that we have. And so, yeah, we're happy this day we kind of take time to just to recognize those contributions.
Yes, and the follow-up, looking back at the past year, what impact has the SBDC had?
Yeah, well, I'm going to give you some numbers here, so hold on to your hats. Okay, so nationally, the SBDCs across the country actually saw over 270,000 clients providing over probably 1.1 million hours of consulting. Now, let's drill that down, though. In Michigan, we see over 8,000 clients a year. We saw over 9,000 last year. We spend about 42,000 hours worth of consulting with those. I don't know any organization in the state probably spends that many hours. And, you know, we helped about 500 businesses get started last year, created over 1,500 jobs. We helped them raise about $300 million in capital. And we also performed a lot of market research reports, about 825 market research reports as well throughout that period.
Careful what you wish for under your leadership, Ed Gardner. I'm glad you are here, Eden. First of all, before I get into some reasons why obviously you're here and why small businesses seek out the center, what are you studying at Grand Valley?
I am studying marketing with a minor in digital studies.
And you got involved with the center, right?
Yes, I'm very involved. I work as a market researcher student assistant.
What are some of the most common reasons why small businesses seek out the SBDC for assistance?
Yeah, one of the most common reasons is a lot of small business owners have an amazing business, but they just need that special push to get it out to their customers. And that's where I come in as a market researcher, and I do many things. And one of the most common ones I do is search engine optimization. And that is basically helping small business owners push their websites. You know, where do they rank well? And really pushing their business out to potential customers and maybe existing customers.
All right, I'm asking you for a quick tip.
Okay.
How's that done?
Well, it's used through multiple tools that I use.
Just a quick fix.
Yeah,
is it?
It is definitely not a quick fix. I look at multiple different things. I look at keywords on websites. I look at potential customers. I look at consumer demographics, a ton of different database tools. And yeah, it's definitely very helpful for small business owners.
Yes. And just expanding, I mean, your work, I trust this is enhancing or otherwise impacting your learning as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as a full-time student, you know, I take 5 classes. I learn so much information, but this role has really helped me implement what I learned from classes into it. You know, I'm in a market research class, and I've learned so much from that class while having this role. And I'm also able to help the SBDC with, you know, maybe new existing trends, like, you know, AI is a huge thing. I'm learning about that and I'm implementing it into my role. So it's definitely helped me and given me a very well-rounded experience.
Ed, you want to brag on Eden?
Yes, like I said, last year statewide did over 822 of these market research reports. Not all of them SEO, but a lot of them we encourage clients to do that, even maybe once a year to just come back and after they made some changes to see how they're doing in a year's time.
And Ed, how important are students in what the center's doing?
We use students all the time. We couldn't do it. They're so bright and so wonderful to have. We normally keep at least, you know, two to five mm-hmm. students. Some are graduate students. Some are undergraduate students. And really the work that they do for the center, we couldn't do it without them.
Real world learning, I'm sure. Speaking with those on behalf of the Seidman College of Business on a regular basis, making sure students are involved as well. Ed Gardner, your director of the SBDC, along with Eden Paul-Maney. Tell me, Ed, is there anything new on the horizon that for the center that we need to know about?
Yeah, thanks for asking. Yeah, mm-hmm. 2026. So ooh. I want all entrepreneurs and business owners to mark their calendars for the first week of May. That's kind of starting around the 3rd or the 4th of May. That first week, we're doing what's called a Small Business Week or Small Biz Week West Michigan as part of the National Small Business Week. And so that first full week of May, you'll see a variety of different events and activities, trainings, networking, speaking engagements, all centered around and enhancing small businesses, to celebrate them, educate them, connect them to the services that they need. Small Biz Week, West Michigan, first full week of May. We want you to join in and just attend as many events as possible.
Nice. Two tough questions I leave with you, Eden. What's your dream job?
Oh, that's a hard one.
You can say Mr. Garner's job.
Oh, yeah, I'm coming for it. Yeah, I think anything as an aspiring marketing professional, I love the market research role I have. I would love to look into that more as I grow. Anything in marketing, maybe a marketing director, and maybe Ed Gardner's role. I'm just kidding. But yeah.
You got another 20 years of dues to pay before that. Why care about business in your generation?
Yeah, I think small businesses is what creates our economy. It's what creates jobs. It's what grows our community. And especially as a student, I'm able to really look at and learn from all these amazing small business owners and definitely see their growth on Michigan, and it's an amazing experience for sure.
Right, back to work and hopefully a bit of play as mm-hmm. well as a college student. Thank you to you, Eden. Wrap us up, Ed Gardner, on how to find more information perhaps on next year's SBDC Day and more about the center.
Yes, you can find more about us by just simply going to our website, and that is MichiganSBDC.org. Once again, it's MichiganSBDC.org. You'll find all the information about what we do there on the website, and we welcome you to engage with us.
Great. Thank you for both of your leadership, and may the small business be strong. Take care. West Michigan Youth Ballet proudly presents Coppelia, a classical ballet filled with mischief, mistaken identity, and one very convincing doll. Two such to discuss. Always a pleasure, artistic director Jessica Terry. Good morning to you. Hi, Jessica.
Good morning, Shelley.
You're here. Josie Sulka, you've been in ballet since eight?
I was 4 years old.
You were four? Oh, you've changed because now you're a senior?
Yes, I am.
Yes. You want to still continue dancing?
Yes, once I get to college, I will continue dancing.
Wonderful. But you've got a show here before that happens. Mm-hmm. Big picture, West Michigan Youth Ballet, strong under your leadership. Tell me more, Jessica.
Yes, West Michigan Youth Ballet is a performance-based company in Ada. We have 46 dancers that consist of 14 different studios across West Michigan. They rehearse every Sunday. We are about to hit the 100-hour mark for Coppelia, which is a lot of rehearsal, and we have our performances next weekend. I think everyone's really excited, and, you know, West Michigan Youth Ballet, this will be my second production. I just came on in August, and it's such a wonderful company. The staff, the volunteers, the board, it is such a great family-friendly atmosphere. And I'm very happy to be here.
And you're a dancer.
Yes, I'm a former dancer.
That brings it to light, knowing you've been there, done that, and occasionally, I imagine, still may do that. Who knows? What are the performance details, please?
Yes, March 28th and 29th, we have three performances, 1 p.m. and 4:30. And every show is a different cast. So every show, you will be a slightly different. You get to see three different leads. You get to see three different corps de ballets. It's a wonderful performance.
Wonderful. When do I get to see you then, Josie?
I'll be performing Swanhilda on March 29th at the 1 o'clock show. And that'll be my last show with West Michigan Youth Ballet, but I'm very excited.
Hope somebody will have roses for you. Oh, but I didn't say that. Stand by. I want to learn more about you. What would be the storyline of Coppelia?
So Coppelia is, you know, it's one of the oldest comedy ballets. And it starts off with Swanhilda and Franz, who are a couple that is betrothed. They are supposed to be married at the Harvest Festival, which is the following day. But our super mysterious Dr. Coppelius, who is the neighborhood toy maker, he has a very convincing girl on a balcony who they don't know yet is a doll. But Josie, who's playing Swanhilda, gets very jealous of Franz when Franz notices Coppelia up in the window. And this leads to them going in exploring, is she a doll? Is she a human? Who is that girl in the window? And then it leads to a very big celebratory third act, and it's a big, really fun scene. It is, you know, a wonderful production for a first ballet. It's only an hour and a half production, and it's a very easy, clear storyline for little ones to follow. So if you have a little kid, this is a great introduction outside of Nutcracker.
Yes, ballet does still tell a story, but there are no words. All right, Josie, so you are the Spirited Swan Hilda, correct?
Yes, I am.
Yes, tell us a little bit more about how you've developed the character.
Well, we learned some acting ways, you know, you don't say words. So with, like, movements in ballet, there are certain ways that you act and portray things to get the story across. So there's a bunch of scenes where I do act as the doll, and there's other scenes I have to act mad because he's flirting with the doll, and it's very fun, and then in the end, it all turns out to a happy ending. So it's very fun acting. Yes.
And how long have you been rehearsing?
We started rehearsing in the beginning of January, end of December, just getting down choreography then, but since then we've been doing rehearsals every weekend.
How do you learn these moves? Is it, I mean, in theater, you memorize the lines, do you have to memorize the steps, for lack of better terms?
Oh, yes. We do memorize many steps, rehearse them over and over, go over musicality, the technique, and everything to perfect it the best we can.
I'm going to ask a silly question I trust there are three Swanhildas?
Yes, there are.
Do you work together?
Yeah.
Yes.
Each rehearsal, it's us three doing our Swanhilda part together.
Yes. And why ballet for you? What are you getting out of this? What have you got out of this since you were four?
Well, ballet is just a really cool art form in dance, and I like the structure it has. But you can also add your own artistic elements to it, and I've just really enjoyed it ever since I started.
Yes. Do you have to keep yourself physically fit? Do you have to watch your body, especially when it's showtime?
I mean, yeah. If, like, you got to, like, eat right, and it'll really help you in the long run when you're dancing and to keep that stamina up.
Great. So obviously, not a whole lot of Girl Scout cookies in these times, right? Tell me more, Jessica, if you would, a little bit about the run and the dancers and the joy that this brings to the likes of Josie and her team.
You know, the whole run, it's very short. To my understanding is that they have normally in the past had performances in April. So we have had very long Sundays, very long hours. But, you know, I feel like overall, all the kids, when they come in every Sunday, they're so excited and eager to learn. They're eager to be there. And that makes my job so much easier when they're excited about what they're performing.
Yes. And what is show weekend like for you, Jessica?
Oh, show weekend. It is, you know, I am everywhere. I am running around that theater making sure the kids are going on and everything is perfect for them and easy. We have a dress rehearsal all day on Friday from 8 a.m. I'm there all the way to 9 p.m. And then Saturday, they come in a little later and we have a class and they go straight into their performance at 1 and 4:30, and the same on Sunday.
Right. Josie, will you study dance in college?
Yes, I do plan on majoring in dance and kinesiology in college.
Very nice, the study and the art of the body. I always like to ask this question in closing. Why come see your show?
Well, you won't miss out, and you're going to enjoy it so much, and I think it'll really lift everyone's spirits, and you just can't go wrong with coming.
Nice. Well, don't get too emotional being at your last show, because there's much more of life to you. But thanks for gracing the stage since age four, as they say. All right, Miss Jessica, details one more time for Coppelia.
Yes, March 28th and 29th at Forest Hills Fine Arts Center. Performances at 1 and 4:30. You can come to our website, wmyb.org, to get tickets. And also for being on the show today, we have a special code. IRWIN26 is $7 off two or more tickets. One more time, IRWIN26, and it's $7 off two or more tickets.
I'm going to have to sign up myself with my own code. Thank you for that. Have a great ballet this edition of Coppelia, the weekend of March 28th, 29th. Jessica and Josie, thank you. Opens this weekend. I bet my next guests are ready. Or you need some excitement to get ready. Richard Winter is in the house. He's a playwright. Good morning to you, Richard.
Good morning.
Adam Bell, founder, Actors Workshop and director. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And that is where we will start. Actors Workshop does present a pretty cool collaboration, Play It Straight, written by three California playwrights. Of course, Richard Winters, Carrie Yund, and Gary Wright. Take it away. I'll let you do the introduction.
All right. Well, we're very excited to bring this show. We're partnering with Muskegon Pride. Our opening night performance on Friday, we are giving 100% of the box office to Muskegon Pride. And we did that for two reasons. One, the subject matter of the play deals with the culture issues of gender fluidity coming into the public schools and how that affects teachers and students. So the topic, it's topical. It's happening here in West Michigan, these issues. So it's a timely play, and we felt very strongly that we would like to have Pride involved. We would like them to be an audience. We think the story would resonate with them. But we also, as a small community theater, we need to sell tickets. And so we made the we had the idea that if we partnered with Muskegon Pride and offered the opening night, and they came and sold it for us, we would give them the money, and then they would tell people. And the word of mouth would do the rest for the remainder performances.
What we count on, word of mouth. When's the run? What's the run?
We have four performances. So we open on Friday the 20th at 7 p.m. at the Stage at the Corner in Muskegon. And that's Friday night and Saturday night, the 20th and 21st. And then the following week, the 27th and 28th.
Play It Straight. You are one of the playwrights, Richard Winters. Take us to your boardroom.
Well, the play was, I was a teacher for 35 years, a high school drama teacher for 35 years, in addition to being an actor and a writer. And so when I retired, just as COVID was appearing, I thought about an incident in my career that this play is based on, and spent about 3 or 4 years working on the script and rewriting it in hopes of both talking about, you know, gender fluidity, the challenges in schools, but also my hope is that it's a love story to teaching and acting and theater and students.
What's a little bit of the storyline?
So the storyline is a teacher of 30-something years who's tired, been working for a long time, has a moment with a student where he speaks in a sarcastic way. A student doesn't want to take a seat and is complaining about, where am I supposed to sit? And the teacher, in a tired moment, says, why don't you sit on my lap? The kid goes home, tells his dad. His dad's a police officer. The police officer determines that that teacher needs to be removed from the school. He's a pedophile. And it sets the entire classroom and the theater department into an uproar. And there's unintended consequences for other students who had nothing to do with that incident.
What's your tie to West Michigan?
I'm sorry?
What's your tie to West Michigan?
Oh, Adam. So Adam and I were actors together in Sacramento 35 years ago. And Adam stayed in touch with the California, Sacramento area where I live. And so we did productions there. He saw the production. He was interested in the script. I sent it to him, and he was gracious enough to want to do the show out here.
How the community works. And you represent Actors Workshop.
Yes.
Tell us more here.
Well, we, the Actors Workshop of West Michigan is, we produce shows usually about once a year. We also have an improv division. Our improv group meets on Sundays. That's at the Stage at the Corner, Sundays from 2 to 4. It's open to the public, and there's no cost ever for any actor or performer to come and participate with the workshop. So 2 to 4 on Sundays is our improv group. And then Tuesday nights, once Play It Straight is done, we'll be back to our regular Tuesday nights. And that's also at the Stage at the Corner from 7 to 9. And actors come, they bring monologues, they can work on scenes. It's a way to stay in tune between auditions, to work on your craft, and also, most importantly, to have fellowship with other actors. And, you know, we like to be kind of the living room of the Lakeshore acting community.
Yes. How did you cast this? I'll start with you, please.
This one has been a journey. It's gone through a couple of iterations. This was a year ago that I saw that Richard's group in Sacramento was doing the show, and I saw the audition notice and read the description, and I thought, oh my goodness, if I were in Sacramento, I'd love to play Ross. And I sent Richard a Facebook message saying that, and he said, well, you should read the script. Maybe your group would like to do it. So I said, send me the script, and Richard is a fabulous actor. We worked together, as you said, 35 years ago. I didn't know he was a writer. So I said, sure, send it to me. I wasn't, no offense, I wasn't expecting it necessarily to be something we'd really want to produce. I got the script, and oh my goodness, it was first rate. I had goosebumps reading it. So I immediately brought it to the workshop, and we, just the regular people that come, we did a couple of read-throughs of it. I wanted to see if other people had the same sense. And it was exactly the same. All of us had this sense that this story needs to be told. And it needs to be told here in West Michigan. So I started reaching out, and I assembled what I believed was an all-star cast. We got ready to start rehearsals about 7 weeks ago, and it all fell apart. And there were illnesses, and I mean, just these things happen in community theater. We lost 4 of the 10 actors right before we started rehearsals. So we had to reshuffle, but I'm happy to report we have the cast we're supposed to have. The teacher is played by Scott Wright. Lakeshore audiences, or even Grand Rapids audiences, know him probably from Pigeon Creek Shakespeare. He's a regular performer with their company. He's a professional actor, brings decades of experience to the role. Gabby Tomes, another fine Lakeshore young actor, is playing Hope, which is the young student who's the center of the story. Gabby and I were in Ann and Emmett together. Many of the people are artists that I have worked for or worked with.
Well, that's called knowing what you're getting into and bringing the best to fruition. But yet we know theater does involve a commitment. And it's mostly a lot of evenings, and you've got to be there for showtime. So there we are. How are you feeling, Richard Winters, as an opening night is around the corner?
You know, it's interesting. My truth is I'm delighted. My hope is that this play is seen by people that are concerned about what's happening in our country politically with marginalized groups. And again, I'm as a teacher and as somebody in the theater, it's a love story to the teaching profession, and I want people to appreciate what teachers do. So I'm delighted, and it's wild to be out here. I've never been to this part of the country before. It's a little cold.
Yes.
I'm not expecting the cold, but there it is.
Summers are wonderful, as is our theater community. There we are. How do we find out more about your work, Richard Winters, and any other words of wisdom when it comes to Play It Straight?
Well, to find out about my work, that's a great question. I'm in California, so come out to California, Sacramento area, and you can find that I'm in working all the time down there. And really, I just play it straight. What I'm hoping is that people will come and look at how complex the teaching profession really is. How many people have a say in what happens in the classroom and trying to help kids find their creativity and belief in themselves while keeping the curriculum online, while dealing with external parents who are complicating things and administration. It's a knot. Our education system is kind of a complicated knot, and teachers are in the center of it, sort of like the sergeants in the army, and it all falls on them to try and hold this this mass together, and I'm hoping that people come and enjoy the play and look at it and walk away talking about it.
Wonderful. Adam Bell, details on how to get tickets and your run one more time.
You can find tickets by on Facebook. Just go to the Actors Workshop of West Michigan page, and you'll find all the information there. It's on the Ludus ticket site. It's awwm.ludus.com for tickets.
Play It Straight, the Actors Workshop of West Michigan, presenting along with the collaboration of Muskegon Pride and more. Enjoy the run, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you so much, y'all.